Member states of the OAS, in the strongest words, condemned the coup d'etat and have requested and demanded the immediate, safe and unconditional return of President José Manuel Zelaya Rosales to assume his constitutional functions.
That was Organization of American States Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden talking about a resolution handed down at a special meeting of the organization's Permanent Council yesterday at OAS headquarters in Washington, D.C. The meeting was at the request of OAS Secretary General José Miguel Insulza, after learning of a military coup against Honduran President José Manuel Zelaya. The president was arrested by military personnel and flown to Costa Rica yesterday morning. That country's foreign minister was also held. Today, the OAS Secretary General is in the Honduran border country of Nicaragua for a meeting of the Central American Integration System, CICAD. Ambassador Ramden.
All of this is meant to be the input for the meeting of the OAS General Assembly, the special session of the OAS General Assembly, which will take place at the headquarters of the organization in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009, at 4 o'clock, whereby foreign ministers of the 34 member states will have the opportunity to listen to a report from the ambassador from Honduras in Washington, D.C. to the OAS on the then current situation in his country, but also to listen to the Secretary General on the basis of the consultations he had in Central America and with other heads of state.
The OAS General Assembly is a major governing body of the organization. It met for its 39th regular session earlier this month in Honduras. It was at this meeting the region's foreign affairs ministers opened the door for negotiations for the full reintegration of the suspended member state of Cuba into the Inter-American system. Based on the Inter-American Democratic Charter and laws that govern the OAS, Tuesday's Special General Assembly could see Honduras suspended from the OAS. From OAS headquarters in Washington, this is Kern Stanley.